anything in the audience this time. So your meeting, if anybody would like to start the discussion at this point in time.
I'll start.
Okay, Mr. Scott, go ahead.
Well, go right ahead.
No, I just think we should start with simple stuff, stuff that we just kind of check off as we go. And, you know, just get a rolling start a little bit. You know, drinking in the park and alcohol in the park, those kind of things. Work our way up to something a little more expensive. That's my suggestion.
Okay. I think everybody's got some park rules in front of them that were just handed out here tonight. Obviously, this is our from our codified ordinances, and if we're looking, but if you want to go any particular parts,
no, you can start. And no, thank you for calling on me. You can just start from the top and just work our way through. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm fine. If we want to add anything, we can always do it then. This isn't going to be the only meeting on this, I'm sure.
Correct. Yeah, sure it's not. And we do have to remember we have a hard stop at 6:45. We do have a public hearing dealing with zoning, so I will be stopping this meeting promptly at 6:45 for that. Why don't we just open it up to council members here, looking through the parks, chapter 941. And Mr. Moore, did you have anything that you wanted to? Okay. I don't know if you raised your hand and I didn't see it. All right. Any comments from council? Just raise your hand and I'll call in. Mr. Savinsky?
Well, I might as well start. If we're going to go through this, I would just start at the beginning. We'll just knock them out. Some of this would just be a short question and answer. Like for the hours, I've got a question for the police chief. On the hours that we've got listed, is there any concerns or issues that have been raised since we established these rules on the hours in terms of do we need to look at changing any of them or what we have is sufficient for the patrol and policing of them?
I think we're in good shape there. 11 p.m. is quite late. With sometimes softball tournaments, sometimes baseball tournaments, a little long. And no bumps against that time.
Yeah. since the Lakeshore is now a park, basically, I'm sure there are people down in the Lakeshore area after the 11 o'clock period. So technically, they're all in violation of our ordinance.
Mostly fishing.
Do we want to consider making the Lakeshore area a different area in terms of its hours where people can be there?
But if they're along the Lakeshore fishing, that's not part of the
right,
park.
Right, that's not part of the park.
Generally, the only thing, I mean, if they're on the parking lot at Bryson there, at the boat basin, they're either because they're out on a boat that they use the city dock for, or they're fishing. The guys will pull through. I mean, it's usually not a popular so-called parking space because it's just too visible. It hasn't really been a big issue. But.
So really what you would consider the part of the park that may fall under this would be the splash pad, the playground area,
right.
The basketball courts.
Right. I mean, the parking area there right at the boat basin is part of it, but if the guys can see that they're there for a legitimate reason, it's kind of overlooked.
Right.
Bryson Park, I don't know if there's any reason to be there at 11 o'clock. I mean, there's no baseball diamonds there anymore or anything like that, other than the basketball courts. But even at that, neighbors are going to get tired of hearing that basketball.
Right.
I mean, if you want to.
So,
outside of turn or outside, I guess outside of the exception we already have there for organized activities. I mean, you could back it up a little bit if you wanted to, maybe 10 o'clock, but I don't know if that's worth rewriting the whole ordinance for.
No. Yeah. Well, obviously there's no issues right now, and it doesn't sound like even that there will be much potential for a problem.
Right, the issues we have with vandalism have even been earlier than that. It's usually just after sunset, you know, maybe 9 o'clock or so. So even backing it up an hour to help with that isn't going to make a difference. Okay, so I think we're good.
All right, any other comments on that section? Moving on then.
Destruction of property, that's pretty self-explanatory. There's nothing we need to change there.
I think the cameras in the park kind of
right. Kind
of answer those questions.
Right.
So would you agree, Chief?
Yeah, they help. Obviously the more the better, but they're definitely a big help in identifying anybody that's damaging property.
Great. Any else on that one? That one gone? Mr. Scott?
Yeah, this is 94-941-03, operation of vehicles. I apologize for not reading specifically this in here, but it says motorized vehicles. Now, I have a lot of people with motorized. I know we've had this issue before with motorized skateboards, with kind of electric scooter type thing.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, God help us, we just bought 2 electric bikes. actually, it does help, but but anyways, it does go 35 mile an hour though. Okay, never mind. But do we need to add something to this? I know I asked you this before, Chief, about electric vehicles. Do we need to add something to that particular section when it comes to, it says motorized.
Right, I mean, bicycles are considered bicycles, even if they're electrified, unless you wanted to change that. I'll tell you now, that probably 2 years ago, Tom can attest to it, I posted out there about all the motorized skateboards on the road and stuff on the road, and I got massacred by the public. They did not want me screwing with the kids. That's why they looked at it. Looked like they thought I was screwing with the kids. Like, I'm trying to keep them from getting killed. So it's like, okay, if that's what you want. So it's up to you if you want no electric bikes, no electric bikes.
No, I'm not. I just need to know, do we need to be more specific when it says motorized? That's my point.
Okay. It's clear. I mean, it's any motorized. If it came to a point where we needed to start enforcing electric bikes in the park, we can do that. Yeah. It just depends on what becomes an issue.
Okay. Thank you. I want to hear from somebody else what their thoughts are on that particular issue. Because you'll all have electric bikes eventually.
Yeah, but I think if you got an electric bike or even have a bike, you're still not supposed to be on parking lots of the drives. You're not supposed to be running through the park.
Right.
But the path goes through the park.
Right. You should be on the path.
Well, that's what I'm asking here.
You're talking about
the sidewalk. The sidewalk that runs around the park there. Say it was.
If you want to take bicycles off the paths, I mean, by state law, electric bicycles fall in the same category as bicycles. But if we want to maybe be more restrictive, we can say no bicycles on the park paths.
I think
we're
not for that.
Yeah, unless it gets so crowded down there that we're more unsafe, I guess, maybe. But
I haven't heard of it. I haven't heard any complaints. I'll put it
okay.
That way.
So it may be something we may have to address in the future sometime, but for now, there's no issues, and really there doesn't appear to be any need to make any changes.
Right. I mean, it will, you're right, it will become more popular. I was at a bicycle shop a few weeks ago, and it was a big bicycle shop. They had more electrics than traditional bicycles. That's kind of the way it's going.
Yeah, but let's face it, they're going to be used on roads and bikeways.
I would hope so, yeah.
Not on a walkway around the park, because it's too short to even be, I have an electric bike just to run. When you bicycle around, that would be a good bike.
I saw something about Lake Festival moving their car show, something related to the vehicles and the grass and that kind of stuff. Is that part of this too? We're going to enforce no vehicles for other events, or?
Oh, if you're addressing me, I'm going by what's coming from the administration.
Yeah, our goal is, we don't want vehicles parked in the grass, especially once we start getting more and more sidewalks out there in our seed. I mean, it's just, yeah. So this event, we made it so no vehicles, except in the area around the red tent, well, pretty much west, anything west of the amphitheater area. You can still have tents or rides, whatever you want in that grass, but we wanted to keep the grass so people out of parking around the amphitheater, out of the playgrounds, the splash pad, all those areas. So.
Out of the parking lot or the grass?
Out of the grass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, car shows, they don't like to park here.
Any comments?
Thank you.
All right, we good on that section? All right, let's go to the next section then, disorderly conduct.
I got a question for the chief on this. If it's a disorderly conduct issue, is it? Do you address this portion of the ordinance, or do you have other ordinance or portions of the codified ordinance that you would use?
Most likely we're going to use state code.
Yeah.
Whenever we have a corresponding state code or a state code that covers the situation, we'll use that. Even if we're not putting them in jail then, they may go to jail later for, let's say they had short court. If it's under city code, then we have to pay for their jail stay. So if it's under state code, the state pays for the jail stay. So we use state code whenever possible, and the corresponding, it's not quite the same as the state code, but it would cover it. The way it's written, it would cover either way, so we would go with state code with us.
I mean, to me, I look at this as a redundant portion of a law that we wouldn't enforce elsewhere, but we have to have it in here just more for the looks, I think. Because, like you said, if you're going to enforce it, use the state code, the expenses are all covered differently.
Yeah, especially if it's around $55 a day to house them, but if they have a medical issue and we're paying it, a simple trip to the emergency room could be a couple of grand. So, at least they're going to state code.
The insurer talks about no threatening and cursing.
Are you happy?
How does that correlate with First Amendment rights, freedom of expression?
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, you have to analyze it under that.
Like, say, if you need it there,
jurisprudence.
It's fine.
If you want to delete it, it's not going to hurt us at all.
Yeah, it won't.
Yeah, and I guess that's my question is do we, ultimately, I mean, it's kind of it could be a confusing issue. So if people look up, they arrest for disorderly conduct, and they look up this section here, but they're being enforced under what we normally use.
Under state law.
Whether or not, it creates issues.
Right. Whether, and if there being an issue, even...
Normally, redundancy is not good to have in our law.
No, because what we'll do is, if we have to arrest for disorderly conduct, they'll be arrested, then they'll be told to not be in the parks, which is what this is saying. If they return in, they'll be arrested under a trespassing code. So... it's covered, so it's up to you if you want to keep it or repeal it.
So, unless we make major changes elsewhere, we can leave it in here until the next time we want to make changes to this code.
Yep.
I guess
what
I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And when we do that, we can just eliminate it at that time.
Sure.
Not hurting.
Yeah, I guess it also mentions in here about any time or any indecent or immoral purpose. How do we define that? Because it's, if somebody's running naked through the park, it's, we can all agree with, some of the stuff that was going on.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be looking at indecent exposure. Basically, I think that's what's covering is if you've got a young couple getting a little amorous. Now, which usually happens in the middle of the night, and you're going to take it for after hours anyways. And again, you're going to try to find a corresponding state code in the event they don't show up for court. We're not going to court. they don't show up for court, though, the judge will issue a warrant, they'll go to jail. So usually we'll issue a citation for being in parks after hours. And if it's worse than that, then it'll be indecent exposure or, you know, some kind of a lewd conduct.
Other comments?
On the next section, under littering, do we have other sections that cover littering, or is this pretty much required in the parks? Littering issues that pop up.
It appears to be very similar to one of the two littering statutes in the Ohio Revised Code.
I guess it would be C that might be the problem, where it says we're prohibiting glass beverages in the park.
Yeah,
or glass containers.
I agree with that one. And maybe the distribution of circulars or cards, which previous event, maybe a couple other events, you see the people going around putting flyers on people's windows, which I personally find rather annoying. They usually get the trash before you buy it. I don't see that anywhere else. So that might be something we want to keep if we decide we want to enforce it.
Well, we post our rules at the park too, correct? If we take out this disorderly conduct, that's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, in terms of people that would be arrested for that. But littering, I think, needs to be emphasized, because that I think, probably needs to stay in there just to emphasize, littering in the park, which is probably much more prevalent than any disorderly conduct that happens out in the park.
I agree.
And so I think, it's good to call attention to the fact that it's in our rules. Even if you do enforce it under other sections of the.
Yeah, we don't necessarily have to enforce it in this section just because it's on the rule sheet.
Yeah.
Is littering a problem out at all?
It's in spurts.
Okay.
Yeah, I also recall, if you look on the next page, it talks about animal defecation. And that was a big issue a few years ago,
yeah.
Which was kind of attached sort of into this same discussion. So that's already been covered.
Comments?
Nothing on the swimming prohibited has to change there, right? That's all pretty consistent. Nothing needs to change.
Now, this woman, the only body of water that you're concerned about is the pond, right? I mean, the lake, we don't really have any control.
Right.
Correct.
That's not technical, I guess, in the park.
I think that Eastview Pond is the only designated swimming area.
I mean, there, we have a body of water.
We do.
But I'm saying that under A2, it says council by and through the passage of this section hereby designates the beach area of the body of water commonly known as Eastview Park as a designated swimming area. I'm not sure if there was one ever for any other park, but
no.
I remember this was something that I believe we'd found through the administration on a Monday and got it legislatively corrected by that Friday to add this designated swim area in here.
But all the rest of the rules in terms of not swimming applies to the other pond.
Unless it's designated swimming area, I don't believe you can swim in any municipally owned body of water.
Comments there?
well wrap up the sections of the ordinance that we're reviewing. Do you have any more comments on the sections of the ordinance?
We have problems with the animals, pets out of parks, and owners not cleaning up after them.
I haven't heard any complaints recently. I don't know if the administration has or not.
I mean,
there's a little bit out at Westview back, well, before we started digging that new pond, we had some, that big grass area there, we had some issues there, but that seems, since we're doing that construction back there, it's kind of soft, but otherwise, we don't have much issue anywhere else.
Yeah. Okay.
That wraps up discussing sections of our ordinance. I think we need to start a discussion on the general leasing practices of the park. We need to review it and see maybe how it lines up with the original Mr. Bryson's wishes, exploring pros and cons to it, legal, non-legal, whatever, any aspect that needs to be talked about.
Okay,
yeah, I was also looking at similar language, I guess, from the article that was in the paper regarding the Bryson and what his intent was for the parks, or when he made his contributions to the city, and he was pretty clear on what he wanted that, what his money was to be used for when the city used it for the parks. He was very, very much an avid baseball attendee at all the games that were always down here at the time was Marcelina Park. And he made some commitments to the construction of a public suite by the city, and the intent of the Bryson charity was to expand and include all recreational uses of the city in the city. And I just wonder if we ought to look at what that investment meant from Mr. Bryson, and what we should be using the parks for, and I think that's just something that because there's a few events that go on in the park that weren't really intended to be in the park. Lake Festival got moved down there during reconstruction of Main Street. And it kind of made its home down there. But I think he intended that investment to the city to be used for recreation. Playgrounds, I mentioned the swimming pool, but recreational uses only. And I wonder if we ought to get back to that kind of foundation of how we use our parks. And I would like to hear what everybody else thinks about that. Because he was we're a great recipient of one person's, effort to support the city. And then we're using that money to make the big purchase that we made down there. We call it the Bryson Park District for that purpose, because of his endowment to the city. I'd like to see us get back to just using the parks for what they're for. So we don't have to have discussions about or division about what goes on in the city. It's been established by the guy that made it his mission to give back to the city of Salina.
I'll just kind of echo what you're saying there, Mr. Clausen. You know, is it the intent? I don't like hearing that we have the park lease or park the park lease for events that would exclude anybody at any point in time. That's not what our parks are for, I don't think. I think it's supposed to be for recreation, sports, families, picnics, those kind of things. And I think we maybe should look at what all events that we do have down there. And one of the reasons why we brought this up is because obviously the recent event of the Small Town Pride, and whether some of these park ordinances, disorderly conduct was violated in our municipal parks. We all know that one of the things that we have been very contentious for the last several weeks or months. And are we even going by our own park rules? Are we going by our own general fence code? I have the same questions. And I think it's what we're here for, to talk about this very stuff. Any thoughts? Sweat?
It's probably a pretty complicated subject. I would suggest maybe finding an attorney that specializes in something of that order. So, I mean, I'm not trying to take any work away from you, George, but this is probably a complicated matter.
Oh, I've...
Would you agree with that? I mean, or am I wrong?
I would agree that constitutional issues are some of the most complicated, high-stakes matters in the American legal system.
And there are,
yes.
There are probably all attorneys that specialize in that avenue, am I right, or not?
I'm confident there are several on the various constitutional issues, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just making sure I wasn't saying something that wasn't really available or whatever. So, all right.
I'm a little concerned with saying moving towards recreational when if that's going to exclude entertainment. I mean, there's a multi-million dollar amphitheater that was just built that doesn't have licensing on it. And is it just going to sit there and rot? Or, I mean, we're going to exclude the Bryson's Trust also says it's for all citizens of Salina, not just children. So I would like to see that recreation include entertainment for all citizens, recreation for all citizens.
But,
and that's a good point too, because you've got your view on, I got my view, but we get a professional view. Is it something we need to tweak, something we don't need to tweak? I mean, none of us sitting here are going to have the same opinion. Just, you know, and then what if, for instance, the Area Nation wants to rent it? That's part of everyone. They'd have every legal right to, as long as they put your semi-automatic weapons away. Right?
Open carry is legal in Ohio.
That's right. Or the KKK, I mean, it's not single out any specific deal, but the world's changing. We need to probably stay up with it.
All right, we've got three hands up again. The order that I saw them. Mr. Scott, you were first.
Yeah, I had the same question that Eric did about, and this is directed, Eric, I have a question for you. Are you proposing the fact that, or suggesting, or just throwing it out there, that there would be no activities out there other than, I don't even know what to call it, family park stuff.
Right, and that, I think that's what his intent was with that investment. Okay. Now the amphitheater was put on the original park grounds. It wasn't part of the Bryson area.
Oh, as far as Marcelina?
Right, as far, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And, okay.
So, but that wasn't, that also had intent for entertainment, the amphitheater, but the parks, the grounds, were intended for just recreation, and that's where I think we ought to get back to, because that is what was in his will, and we used that money for that purpose. That's what we used it for.
Okay.
And if we do it for, then that means there shouldn't be any events in the park. Okay. that's not recreational. That's why I said we'll have to have that discussion with the lake festival, because we need to understand what that means to that group too. We gotta give them time to that's what we're gonna do. I'm not saying that's what we're doing. I'm just going by what the guy put in his will for that money that we were given. That's
all right. Now I'm gonna. So I've got two guys that have not yet weighed in yet, and their hands went up. So I'm gonna let Mr. Buxton go first, and Mr. Balsell, and I'll get back to you.
Thank you, Mike. Talk about family fun and family. Who's gonna describe what a family is? Family can be lots of things to lots of people. So let's define that to them. That's it. Thank you.
To you, Mr. Balsell.
Yeah, that was one of my questions when we talk about maybe not having any lease agreement events. Like the concert series, are they using the amphitheater?
They do use both the tent and the amphitheater, so and they kind of go back and forth.
When they use that, are they entering into a lease?
No. It is open. And it's completely open for the public of doing whatever in there.
All right, Mr. Savinsky, you're next.
Yeah, the concert group is totally a community-based committee that puts together, you know, the funding and the activity there.
The city has been also a sponsor with this concert series since it started.
Right.
So.
Okay. That wasn't what I was going to ask.
No.
So what we're talking about is basically looking at the park in terms of using it only for recreational-based uses, and that if we want to have, let's just call it entertainment-based, which would be the Lake Festival, you know, strictly entertainment-based, or a community gathering group, which would be the Small Town Pride, we're looking at probably restricting it completely, not being selective and saying, you know, we're going to withhold one or another. We have to apply the rules across the board. Totally. So it's pretty clear in terms of the activities that happen down there that's pretty easy to define. But we have to apply it probably to all parks too. And so the question I got is how do we handle the Mariners out at Eastview Park? The ball field was, you know, and the ball team is strictly recreational. But collection fees for the audience, that's an entertainment aspect of that. And we right now, you know, have agreements with the Mariner Group on basically leasing them the ball for their game. How do we differentiate that from the activities down at the lake? I know we can't, you know, we definitely let them use the ballpark for their ball team, but, you know, can we then restrict people, you know, from going in there so that they can collect their due or their, you know, their fees to offset their expenses, which is what the agreement with them is for. So, and that's an entertainment. That portion of it is for an entertainment process or portion. So, you know, we gotta, it's not a clear-cut, black-and-white issue here in what we have to consider. You know, like the other uses where we reserve portions of the park. I know we have a big fall soccer tournament every year, but that's all. You know, so I would say that's not entertainment. That's pretty much related. So, the only one that I think maybe the flag raiser would be the Mariner group.
because the other, you know, like the other independent baseball teams and stuff.
We've got Wright State Lakers, the Grand Lake Mariners, and then Acme Ball, and then Salina High School.
That's pretty clearly recreational, because they don't have the fan base that the Mariners would have. So.
But is what you're bringing up because it's paid access to that? Like, it's restricted to being in that part of the park during that time because it's paid access?
We're authorizing them through our agreement that they can restrict access to that for paid.
Do they pay for high school games?
The school does.
Is it?
They put money aside for...
No, I'm asking, do they sell tickets for high school games?
I don't know.
I don't believe they sell tickets at high school games.
I didn't know if they did, since they changed the fencing and everything.
I went by there the other day and they were playing. I don't know.
That's Acme.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple games and there wasn't anybody collecting.
But the WBL charges...
Yes, that's why I was asking. Is Salina a baseball charge for a baseball game?
I don't know.
I'm always attracted, so I don't know.
They don't charge for baseball games.
Okay, that's up.
Sorry, I broke the law.
Do you have anything else there, Mike? Want to bring up? Okay.
No.
The only hand I saw was Mr. Claus, and you still want in?
Yeah. I was trying to reinforce it, because I don't think, because there was a rumor in the paper about a neo-Nazi group guy. I guess they said it was a rumor.
It was a hoax. That is correct.
It was a hoax, but that's what kind of spearheaded some of my thoughts, that we got to figure out a way to figure out what's what we can accept down here, because I don't think we would accept. I know we can't do anything about it because we don't have any rules that state that if we open it up for one group, we have to open it up for everybody. My thinking was that we don't want that to happen, a neo-Nazi or Aryan like Mark had said. But another way to do that is we go back to what the roots of what the parks were created, and they were created for recreational purposes, and I think we got to stick with recreational purposes as a way of deciding is it, and it's not just for kids, like Eric said, it's for citizens, and what that means. You know, if it's obviously we have an idea of what recreation or sporting events. We have sporting events that are placed throughout the whole city and the parks. But that's why I was trying to get back to something that was the money, the millions of dollars that were given to the city to buy that property down there had a stipulation in that it had to be for recreational purposes. And I think, could we be in violation by just leasing it out, the city leasing it out for purposes it's not intended for? That's my concern.
I just want everybody to know we're down about 5 minutes here. So I'll be sitting on five. So Mr. Savinsky and Mr. Lockstall.
Yeah, I agree, Eric, basically the emphasis of what Bryson was intent was for community recreational uses of the parks. But that being said, there was no preclusion against using the parks for any other purposes. So that being said, it's going to really become hard. Determination, I guess, of how we can draw a line to prevent situations that we don't want to happen in the parks from happening beyond the use of the park for recreational purposes. I mean, we can't do anything about that because that's pretty much why all the money was spent. We accepted the money, so we have to basically give reparations free hand. But anything beyond that, it's not prohibited, I don't think, in money that was given or his intent. But
it's a definite break between the two types of uses. And we can control one, we can't control the other.
Ms. Lasko?
I think in both of your comments there, there was like a underlying legal question. So I'm going to ask George, are we violating the trust by using it for entertainment purposes?
To my knowledge, the trustee, the bank, has never brought this issue up, or, I mean, administration has many more conversations with them, but they've never brought the issue up, to my knowledge, as far as any content of any activity going on at the park.
They have not brought anything up to us directly. The trustee, of course, now is in Hamilton County, so they are not on site, but even as such, over the last few years, they had not brought that up. But and I think one of you all made a comment about Bryson. I mean, the we've got nearly 20 acres down there. Bryson did not pay for Pullman Bay Park. I don't think they did the North Shore area, and they paid for half of what was the old Hawk property. So they paid $500,000 in interest. The city paid $500,000 when they bought the old Hawk property, which was somewhere around 3-4 acres. The rest of it they gave $6.45 million to. The city put up $300,000 of that money when they bought the remaining of the old stearic acid plant and then the Mercellina Trailer Park. But when the original will was for playgrounds in Mercellina Park, which is where that's what the city had. If the original will talked about playgrounds in the park and for money for construction of a public swimming pool. Now, obviously, there's been other court actions since that time, whether it's site prayer inclusion, allowing it to go further. They've certainly paid more money in different areas. But we do have shelter houses throughout. Bryson has paid for some of those. Other grants have paid for others. So it is, I guess it would be something, anybody can use a shelter house now, anybody can use the amphitheater now without paying, but it's not reserved. The money that gets charged for those structures are part of the reservation. So if you rent that shelter house, you know, for an afternoon, nobody else can use it then because you're renting it. But if you don't pay for it, it's first come, first serve. And we have, to my knowledge, we have never rented out a playground area of any of the parks, notwithstanding the baseball fields or softball fields for girls. So they'll pay to use those at that time. But I don't think that we've ever rented out zip lines or just regular playgrounds or anything along those lines, because those have always been open to the public. But the only question that has come to me by several people is, how do we lease property on what, whether Bryson paid for it or the city's paid for it at some point? How do you actually physically lease property? We do the shelter house, but when we do property, typically it's for a dollar and other good and valuable consideration for a public good element. But that was one of the questions that came.
All right, we've got like 1 minute, maybe 90 seconds. Mr. Fleck and Mr. Savinsky, I saw your two hands, so we'll probably finish with that.
I'm just going to follow up on what the mayor said. I mean, we got various areas that become our park system.
Yes.
There's just a lot to go through, so yeah. Once again, I think we need to get a specialist involved. And yeah. If he okay. says whatever he says, if it, we can't do or we can do, he's the specialist. I would like to do. Yeah, I just want to bring up the fact that Bryson was also involved in Eastview Park, mm-hmm. property out there that was purchased through their funds. Western Park is pretty much free and clear, but except for there is a, I think, a 50-foot or 60-foot easement area along the west side of the park that was purchased outside of the grant that the city had gotten for that, because it was reserved in case there was need for a future roadway. The grant that the city accepted from Westview Park stated that all of Westview Park has to stay parkland in perpetuity.
Whatever
that word is.
Yes.
And so
that is correct.
Just to let you know that Bryson pretty much got their fingers in there, or not fingers, but they've got their money invested.
Absolutely. And I agree.
All right, so I assume maybe in our regular meeting we'll plan another meeting, because we had mostly questions asked today, a lot of questions thrown out. I don't know if resolve anything as of yet. But I'm going to close down this committee, the whole meeting at 6:45. And we do have a planning meeting.
It's a public hearing.
Public hearing, but
for the zoning.
Zoning. for zoning, and everybody that does stay in the room will have to sign in. So we'll start it. We'll just start with the chief and just walk around there. So keep passing it down then. You are going to stay for that, okay? And then we'll start a regular meeting at 7 o'clock as well. All right, so I turn it over to open up this public hearing. Turn it over to administration this time. And just specifically tell us what it is in regards to. I know we know, but for the sake of the audience at least.
Is the property out Happen Road that's the old Dahl Penning. It is going from M2, which it's currently zoned, and they want to rezone it to B3. Planning Commission's approved it. I mean, Council's read it twice now, so.
All right. Any comments from Council this time? So we discussed it a couple meetings. All right. Mr. Stavinsky?
Yeah, there's nobody in the audience that has any questions on that, is there?
I was going to ask that next.
Okay.
In regards to the public hearing, is there any questions regarding this zoning change at all in the audience? This is a hoop we have to jump through when we do this, so.
That's required.
It is required. Any questions on it? Okay.
Got another question.
Well, I just turn it over back.
Okay. Gotcha. Is the signage coming around?
It's coming around right now. Mr. Stavinsky?
Administration hasn't heard any comments about this any at all, have you? In terms of pros, cons.
Kerry Roberts said, go for it, I think.
Yeah.
This C Town.
Right.
Yeah. It's the only thing I've heard.
Only been positive ones. Mm-hmm. So.
It's one of those pieces of property that if there hadn't been a use that was in there that fit the manufacturing aspect of it, when the property of the east was rezoned, it should have been rezoned as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bringing it basically up to date to what probably the zoning and planning laws emphasize.
Okay, any other questions?
Yes.
Mr. Buxley?
At one point there was an issue about parking. Has that been resolved?
We have resolved it at this point when we talked to them through the Planning Commission of what they could and could not do off the front part of the building. So we believe that they have got their parking issues resolved at this point.
Okay, further questions on that? All right, it is making its way around, and so again, we'll put it on the end of, Mr. Scott, we'll put it on the end of the table there. Is everybody that is here, please, again, make sure you sign in, because we're required to do that, all right? So nothing else? If not, we will.
Yes, sir.
On that, we're the ones who run out of there.
Sure.
There's a cease and desist order on that. Now, is that
That's correct.
Approved and done after today, or?
They'll be, if council passes it tonight, this is the third and final reading, and then it has to sit for 30 days by law.
Okay. There wasn't an emergency measure on that one. Then.
I thought they.
I don't remember if it was not.
I don't think you put an emergency measure on that, can you, George?
Okay.
We never have. I'm not saying we can't. We just. I don't know that we ever have.
No, there was not an emergency measure on it. It is in third reading, correct?
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait 30 days.
Okay. I'm not aware that you can have one. We've never added one on, emergency clause.
I wouldn't feel comfortable adding one without researching it, and I don't have time in the next 11 minutes, unfortunately, to get that done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the emergency clause would just, you know, eliminate the 30-day
wait.
But also,
yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Let me see what I can come up with, but no promises.
We're going to need another sheet.
Flip it over the back side. Okay. Or, Michael, did you get that one?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'm just flip it over the back side. Okay. All right, is there any other question at all?
I get another piece of paper.
All right, then we'll just close out that meeting at... At 6:50, okay? And we'll adjourn for the next 10 minutes here, take a quick break, and we'll come back to our 7 o'clock meeting then, so. And make sure you guys all check your mics.
added to you for the agenda of executive session?
I'm sorry?
Executive session, meeting with an attorney, conference with an attorney.
Litigation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how there's any woods left in Canada. Bought it 20 years ago for these meetings.
Well, I'd almost need to pull that original zoning ordinance. Hello. I'd almost need to pull that 69010 to see.
69010?
Yeah, but we used to attach that as an attachment. I remember that years ago. Yeah. Let me see if I got it in here.
You want me to go pull it?
Nah, let me look. See if I got it. All right. Oh, I got it right here.
All right.
Let me see here. Oh, well, it doesn't have the... We held a public meeting, and we adopted the zoning map.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, as monumental as that was, it's rather legally simplistic what we did at that time in 99.
Okay.
There
was a master zoning in 99 where everything was rezoned. I was under the understanding we could not suspend.
Let me see what the...
Can you do an emergency clause so they can get going? I mean, I get it, but only if you can do it. Yeah, it's got to be legal.
I'm looking up amendments in the zoning code.
Remonstrators. 30 days is to allow the public still have an opportunity to remonstrate. And so if we suspend it, we no longer give them that ability. If we do an emergency and cut off the 30 days, we take away their ability. That's why.
And
I don't think anybody's going to do that.
I don't think they are, but the minute that a municipality just says, oh, it's fine, you'll get somebody who says, hey, I have an ownership interest in that neighboring property, and so-and-so did not have authority to speak on my behalf, and, like, so, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I just don't know that we
I know that they've had three should. Meetings, but that's what the 30-day period is.
Right. All right.
I'm fine, one, that we did it already, and
We looked. We didn't find anything that we put on.
I think that's the explanation that should be given. I think they should have an explanation on that.
Well, they've been. But what do you mean? They've.
That there could be somebody could say, hey, I have an explanation.
And we've told them that. We have told them that. But that doesn't stop them from asking. Again.
I want to get moving faster to it.
And Deb Borns is asking me, she goes, can they do it as of tomorrow? Is that what they're suing?
I don't see anything.
The last thing they want to do is get tied up in a lawsuit.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't see anything in here about the amendments to this, which seems consistent. You don't want to constrain your counsel by looking in a 50-page document, whatever this thing is. So I don't see anything in here that says anything about it, but I think for that remonstration period, it's just a no to answer your...
That would be my...
To answer the questions best I can and with 12 minutes. How's that? 11, whatever.
Woo-hoo.
Doing my best.
That park's meeting could have been a whole lot worse.
Right, yeah. Oh, I'm sure one will.
Yeah, we're not there yet. It's like, oh, gosh. But I do find that interesting, though. It says no vulgar profanity, and yet there was a lot of that going on both sides. But I mean, there was a lot of that going on. It's like, at what point is that protected speech? And at another point, is it violating park's rules? And I'm thinking if somebody has leased the park element, does that put them in a different class than somebody that just showed up? I mean, you know what I mean? I'm thinking of freedom of speech. Can you...
There's a lot of...
Oh, my gosh.
High-stakes issues
I would agree
with regards
with
to this whole thing
you.
Here. I can say that.
Yeah. No, and I would agree with you.
We'll see how the 7 o'clock meeting goes. We'll see.
How's Jude doing?
Overall, he's doing good. He's, like, really all about music. He wants to learn. He's learning guitar. Like, seriously, like, learning how to play solos and stuff.
Good.
And he plays the drum set now.
Good.
So, yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah. I can't imagine them not, because of your musical talent, why they wouldn't want to pick that up, so...
Yeah, Maggie did, but then didn't want to, like, play or anything, and that's fine, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
Can't force
them. Everything's cyclic. What does she enjoy doing?
She likes to draw.
Oh.
Especially like on a like on an iPad. Like.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
She'd like to find a job where she could maybe do like graphics design or something that quote is not a real job. Like that she enjoys doing to the point where it seems like it's fun for
yeah,
her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said good luck. Good yeah. for you. Like I bought her the device that she wanted yeah. to help.
Sure.
You know, and she's sure. made some amazing art.
Oh, that is, that's really cool. Mm. Well, see, she's got that artsy part in her, too.
Yeah, she gets that from her mom on the drawing side.
Is Lizzie a drawer?
She can, better than me, for sure.
Oh, my. I can see talent. I don't have a lot of it, except when it comes out of coffee.
I was going to say, I can think of yeah. some high caffeinated yeah. delights you've come up with. Over the years, so yeah. Well, I was glad they had Lake Festival at the intended location there. That was a little concerning. We were at the park at about 2:30, and I'm like, ooh. But they got it done.
They did. Michelle was, she was pretty burnt out on whatever that was. Friday. She was being told to work. And then they were excited about the car show, but we got that all resolved. Mm-hmm. Not a big problem. We had it all
Hello.
Resolved.
Hi, sir. I'm Steve Adams.
Steve.
You've been talking with John.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, sir.
Yes.
This goes through. Does the cease and desist expire? It's my understanding what John told me, it expires. Now, we still have to wait the 30 days. My question is, if it expires, can they operate as long as we address the parking lot?
The parking lot. It's the zoning is the problem, because it was not zoned for that. And that 30-day wait period is to allow for a monstration. But it's got to be 30 days. The council will pass it tonight. We've had nobody come up against it. But it's got to last for, it's got to... The cease and desist, as I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, was because it was operating under the incorrect zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Zoning doesn't get changed for 30 days until I can sign it. So at the end of 30 days is when it then will be legally allowed, the zoning change comes into play. The cease and desist was the difference of the zoning. Because it did not meet the zoning.
And I've been in an email thread with your attorney earlier today, so... Yeah, yeah, we're looking into that, I promise.
He just had told me from what he says, well, I'm not a lawyer. But he said that once it's approved, that it would be lifted, but there's still contingent on you address parking.
So well, the parking is a different issue, which I agree.
Yeah, we were trying
it's
to
connected.
Do that a long time.
Right.
That's how
like, I think
started.
It's lifted in 30 days once it's passed,
yes,
assuming that it is passed here,
lifted.
And then, like, right. there's some parking yeah. issue that also needs addressed. This is what
yeah,
I understand.
They're doing that.
And I
do
understand
know. That,
like,
that I do know.
Yeah. Vince and the guys down at engineering are working
correct.
With, you
and
know, with
talked,
them on that.
John
so.
Talked to you, then he talked to... Vince, and he's been playing yeah. phone tag.
Probably, but I think we've got that part resolved on the parking. I'm not worried about that at all. Yeah. It's just the, from a legal standpoint, it's the land use. That's where the cease and desist was, if I understand when they posted it. It's based on the land use because of zoning.